Oh iya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Psalm 51 says, Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your spirit from me. Restore me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. And uphold me with your willing spirit. In other words, Lord, make a fresh start in me. Shape a Genesis week from the chaos of my life. I like how it says it in the message. Psalm 51 says, make a fresh start in me. Lord, as we take time this morning to soak, pray, and seek your face, make a fresh start within me. Make a fresh start. Don't throw me away with the trash. Wow. Bring me back from gray exile. Put a fresh wind in my sails. Do not cast me away from your presence. But restore me. Restore my soul. Restore the joy of your salvation. Create in me a clean heart. Thank you for your word, Father. mighty breath of God. 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 Where would I go? What would I do without your presence? Where would I go? What would I do without your presence? Where would I go? What would I do? Without your presence, oh mighty breath of God, mighty breath of God, where would I go, what would I do without your presence? If your glory wants to come in, let it fall. We want it all. Lord, your fire is consuming. Fill this place, set it ablaze. I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You will fire. The refiner, I wanna be consumed. Purify the refiner, Lord, come consume this place with your fire. Oh, I position my heart, you will fire. Purify us. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire. Purify. You take whatever you desire. Lord, use my heart. I wanna be tried by fire. Purify. my life. If your glory wants to come in, let it fall. We want it all. Lord, your fire is consuming. Fill this place, set it ablaze. Now be a living sacrifice for you. Purify the refiner. I wanna be consumed. You are fire, the refiner. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire. Purify, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here is my life. I wanna be opened by your fire, God. Purify, you take whatever you deal. Lord, here is my heart. Lord, here is my heart. Lord, here is my heart. Lord, here is my heart.
Trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy, because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. And also in verse 12 says, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield. Amen.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, I can't control. More, 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 more. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, I can't control. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you. There's no place I would rather be. There's no place I would rather be, yeah. There's no place I would rather be. Here in your courts, here in your house, Lord. There's no place, no other place for me. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be.
to me. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be. Here in your house, here in your courts, Lord. It's no place, no other place for me. No, no, no. No place I would rather be. Here in your house. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, Lord. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, Lord. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, I can't control. We want more of you, God. We want more of you, Lord. We want more of you, God. We want more of you, Lord. There's no place, no other place for me. No other place for me. There's no place I would rather be. There's no place I would rather be. And here in your love, here in your house, God. There's no place I'm restored here. I am healed here. I am healed here. No other place for me. There's no place I would rather be. No place I would rather be. There's no place I would rather be. And here in your courts, here in your house, Lord. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, I can't control. I want more of you, God. I need more of you, Lord. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that's burning bright. I want, I need more of you, God. I need more of you, Lord. I need more. I need more. More, 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 more. For me, I know I need more. I need more. I need more of you, Jesus. I need more of you, God. I need more, 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 more. I know there's more, there's more. There is more of you, Lord. My God, there's more. There is more of you, there is more, there is more, there is more, there is more. I position my heart to receive more. I position my heart, God, to receive more. I position my heart to receive more. I position my heart, God, to receive more. More, 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 there is more. I position my heart, God, to receive more. position my heart, Father, to receive more. I position my heart to receive more. Set a fire down in my soul. Set this camp on fire, Lord. Just a glimpse of you, God. Just a glimpse of you, Lord. Just a glimpse of your face. Just a glimpse of your face. Just a glimpse of your face. Abba, here I am. Just a glimpse of your face. Just a glimpse of your face. Just a glimpse of your face. Everything changes. Just a glimpse of your face. Just a glimpse of your face. Everything changes. Oh, I need more of you, God. I need more of you, Lord. I need more of you, Jesus. In this day, in this day, in this day, in this moment, I need more of you, more of you, less of us. Yeah, I need more of you, God. Song I sing, we need you. More than our next heartbeat, we need you. We need you. I need you. More than the next heartbeat, I need you. More than the song I sing, Jesus, I need you. The next heartbeat, I need you. More than my next half breath, Lord, I need you. More than the air I breathe, Holy Spirit, I need you. For my next day. my next move. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you.
Have your way.
Set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies,
yes,
that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
How excellent is your name. Thank you.
Our glory and praise.
Savior and true, oh Jesus, to you we turn our eyes.
Let's pray.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes to the morning and see Christ the Lion awake. What a glorious dawn! Fear of death is gone, for he carries his life in our veins. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we turn our eyes on you this morning. The author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes, the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. When we turn our eyes upon Jesus and the things glory and grace.
Father, we turn our eyes on you this morning. I turn my eyes on you, Jesus. I turn my eyes on you, Lord. I fix my eyes on you. I put my hope in you. I fix my eyes on you, Jesus. I fix my eyes on you. Father, I want to take this time right now to pray for Sharon, who's having a surgery right now. Holy Spirit, you know her. You know every details of her life. So Father, we present her before the throne right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for grace and mercy. We pray for grace and favor with the doctors, that she would experience good restoration in her health. Father, we pray for people in the hospitals, people who believe for a miracle. Lord, we pray for the sick in our midst, and some of them, you know them by name. I don't have to mention their name, Father. You know everybody here that I've spoke to this week, dealing with back pain, chronic sciatical pain, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would heal cancer, Asperger, even this whole thing, Jesus. You can heal people from this disorder, chronic migraine. We come against it, anxiety and depression. Korabasiti arabasate. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We need you, Lord. Father, I stand in the gap in this hour, this moment right now. We stand in the gap for the hopeless. We stand in the gap for the hopeless. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We stand in the gap for marriages, broken relationship. Father, we come against the spirit of division in the name of Jesus. The spirit that divides families. Oh, Lord, the spirit that brings misunderstanding in the church. People get offended, easily offended. I come against the spirit of offense. Thank you. We come against the spirit of offense.
Jesus, is the cry of the hearts of the people, Father God, Lord Jesus, where you open your altars, Father God, Lord Jesus, and they can come, Lord Jesus, that you open your altar and come as you are. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life, that you can come and surrender, and this is a place where you could just lay at the Father's feet. You know, there's one thing where in the world, there's so many people that are hurting, Father God. So, Lord Jesus, we ask that you would teach us how to pray, that you would teach us how to travail, Father, for others, Lord Jesus, when things are going on in their life, Father God. Sometimes we just want to hide, Lord Jesus. But, Lord, we want to learn how to hide, Lord, just like you said, where you have the eagles, Lord, that they represent you, Father God. Well, we want to be wrapped up in your arms, Father God, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, that you will touch people, Father God, Lord Jesus. So right now, Lord, we pray for the children, Father God, for each and every children, Lord Jesus, Lord, that you will lay your hands on them, Father God, Lord Jesus, and that these altars will be full of testimonies of healing, Lord, and transformations, Father God. And Lord Jesus, Lord, that people will come back to the house, Lord Jesus, where they can come, where you don't have to just watch on television, where you can just come, that the doors are open, that it's not even worth having divisions, where you can just come, and if your heart is broken, just come and share it. Just come to the altar where it's here. You know, I just want to share a little bit about my testimony. A lot of times we just want to hide, but God says to come where there's so much more when there's community, where you can just be open. I heard a really powerful testimony where God just put it on these two sisters' heart, where they were just crying out for more, but and they would meet regularly all the time, but God just really moved in their heart, and that really spoke to my heart, where they can just come, and there were times where they just didn't have anything to say, but God would just show up. But it's just their tenacity and the fire and just to be there for each other. And sometimes where you feel like you have nothing to say, but that's okay, because Jesus is in the room and he's sitting right next to you, and he just wants to pour out his Shekinah glory on you. And just come where you can just lay it all down and just pour out your heart, because that's what Jesus wants. He wants community. He wants people to come. You just come as you are, and it doesn't matter. Just when the flesh gets a hold of you, sometimes you just have to say no. You have to say no, and you have to press, because we need community. We need each other. We need unity like never before, and now more than ever, where there's so much going on. So right now, Father God, you know, our hearts are heavy, Lord, even for Haiti, for Jerusalem, for Ukraine, Father God, Lord, we just stand in the gap for them, Father God, and we say, during the time periods when God is just, everything just seems like everything is hitting at once, it's really God coming in, and he's just bringing restoration everywhere, and it's really, he's just setting the order for his glory to come. But we have to learn how to be intercessors and to cry out. It doesn't matter what people are looking at and what they're saying. It's the heart of the travail. And it first first starts in the house of the Lord. Yes, we have to come, yes, and we have, yes, to cry out, and it doesn't matter. And if you just can't cry, then just, you don't have to just say anything. Just come, Jesus, back to the altars. The altars is the place to lay everything down. Jesus says that he's looking for, it's the cry of your heart. It's the cry of the travail. Some things is just when you have nothing to say, it's a groan. It's a cry. It's a shout. It's just you. It's just when you open your mouth, it's when the Lord just comes in and radiances. And we have to come back to the house. And we have to cry out. Sometimes people are just leaving everything. They're just leaving their jobs. And they're just like, God, I just need more of you. I just need, you're the provider. You are the provider, Father God. And you come, Lord Jesus. But we have to be ready when the doors are open. We have to be ready for the people that are coming in. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father God, we ask that you will reign in here like never before, Father God. Yes. That you will shine your Shekinah glory, that there will be miracles, signs, and wonders. But the miracles and signs and wonders start with our own hearts. Where our own hearts, where we can come as we are, no matter what it's like. But when you lay it at the altar, that's when he can come in and he can touch our hearts like never before. It really touched me. It's like, God, we don't want to be like a dry well, Father God. And even when we dry, that's okay, because you'll fill us up. Yeah. You'll fill us up with living rivers of living waters. That's what it's about. But when we first lay out our heart and we come to the threshing floor, that's where it begins. Thank you, Father God. God wants to give beauty for ashes.
Yes.
So, Father God, we pray for beauty for ashes,
yes,
Father God.
Beauty for ashes, Jesus.
Beauty for ashes, Father God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
As Susie was reading, as Susie was sharing her heart, came to mind in my heart that Psalm 9, Psalm chapter 9, verses 9 and verses 10. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed.
That's right.
A refuge in times of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Thank you, Lord. You don't forsake the ones that seek you, Father God. Lord, I pray that the people that are oppressed, Lord, today, Lord, that they're able to seek your face,
Come on,
Jesus.
Jesus.
And they will be covered by your glory and by your presence, Jesus. Lord, when we come to that secret place, Lord, we can get to know you, Father God. You could release your glory, Father God, on the throne, Lord Jesus. You could cover us with your presence, Jesus. Lord, I just pray for those who are going through sickness right now in hospitals, Father God, that you will cover them with your living presence, Jesus. Just like John, he put his head on your bosom, Lord, and felt your love, Lord. Jesus, I pray the same thing for those who are in the hospitals, Father God, that they will experience your love for the first time. Hallelujah, Lord. They will experience salvation for the first time, that they will call your name for the first time and receive you, Lord. Receive you, Lord. There's a beauty in receiving you, Lord. Receiving what you have, Father. Receiving what you have in your hands, Lord Jesus, Lord. And you're willing to give it, Lord. They just need to say yes, Lord. I'm here. I'm ready. My heart is for you, Lord, and you alone. Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Because your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Lord, your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Jesus, your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Jesus, your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. I come alive in you. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Lord, burn like a fire. Burn like a fire, burn, burn away, burn away. Burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the street, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. The mighty name of Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the stream, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the mighty name of Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Jesus, burn like a fire. Burn like a fire. Father, your name is our safe refuge. And it is in your name, Lord Jesus, our Messiah, our redeeming King, our Savior, it is in your name that we pray today. Lord, we count it a privilege to be able to sit at your feet. This is a place for us, Lord. You're so good. We honor you, Jesus. I honor you, Father. I honor you, Abba. I honor you, Lord. Guide us, Lord. Lead us by your truth, with your truth. You're so good, Father. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for your kindness. You're so kind with our hearts. And you're bigger than our shortcomings, bigger than our mistakes. We thank you for forgiveness. We thank you that even when we fall short, your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. So saturate us with your presence. Let us become more aware of your spirit and your presence as we go from this place. Lord, we thank you for favor. We thank you for people watching online, even people that tap on this later on. Lord, may your presence rest, your glory shine, and your fire consume. Thank you, Abba.